one. I got to give you one of those, man.
Man, came a long way, bro.
Now, what is that? A 500? That AR-16. What is AR-15, brother?
They trying to ban.
They trying to ban that
because
one.
Because why so many people doing crazy ass shit with the AR-15.
Yeah, man.
It's a lightweight, accurate. Man, the damn gun is just awesome.
Just like the one boy that he shot up the place, the school the other day.
Yeah, what he did with the AR-15.
AR-15.
Yeah.
Who buying
the phone? You got to be 21
to buy it.
But
that's
what I'm saying. I don't wonder who they are.
How
did he get
that
goddamn gun?
That's it.
How did he get that gun?
How did he get
it? Unless Texas got different goddamn laws.
Nah, they got to have a different law. If he's 18, it's...
You know what I'm saying? Because you can't buy no rifle.
You got to think about that. At 18, you can buy you a rifle.
You buy a shotgun. Hobie got a shotgun here in Mississippi.
Whoever he bought it from, if he bought it,
is considered an assault rifle.
I understand that. You do have to be 21, but what if he in the state where they still consider that with lower clip? All right, you know what I'm saying? He just bought them extra mag. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They can still that like a 12 gauge.
The only rifle you can buy when you're 18.
A 22 and a 12 gauge.
That's it.
That's
considered an assault rifle.
Yeah. If you plan on doing some damage, you buy something else.
Yeah.
So somebody had to get these two white boys, the white boy that traveled so many states over with the AR. Somebody had to buy him that. He was
somebody
like
bought. And they need to find out who bought that boy that gun, because that's going to be the key to a lot with that shooting at that school.
Like the dude whose parents bought him a 9mm, knowing he couldn't have a 9mm.
Yeah.
And took it to school.
So we need some parents need to be arrested on that situation.
They're
getting ready to...
Somebody need to be held accountable.
Yeah, the schools are getting ready to get sued. And those parents need to be held accountable for that, because they definitely need to ask some questions, because if it was one of the little black kids, they'd be done through all us in jail.
Man, the whole goddamn entire family.
Yeah.
Anybody that even seen him with the gun? You seen him with that gun? Oh, your ass going to jail.
All my cousin and them, everybody.
Tell you, man.
Everybody going to jail. Yeah.
Man, playing.
Yeah. So that's what's up.
Well, I'll tell them that, man, you see what color it was. Only black motherfuckers and Mexican motherfuckers get carried out in bags. The white motherfuckers, they come out with cuffs. They still smiling and everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
All type of shit. Man, what kind of bullshit going on?
Yeah, that's what time it is, man.
Yeah, like that white dude went up in that bank. That was about a year ago, lad, killed him black folks. He walked out with no problem.
Walked out no problem.
You know what I'm saying, man? What's going on with the world? But let a black man go up and pull out a gun. He dead, son, gun before he even got them close the door.
Well, what it is, I believe these white cops, man, they are so afraid of black guys in Mexico. You know what I'm saying? They are so afraid. They ain't got no courage on these police departments, and you got a lot of ignorant police officers, white police officers mostly, and you give them a gun, man, they go crazy, man.
They told me they it took about 45 minutes for the officers to go
45 minutes.
So you know damn well that all of them should be fired. They ought to be fired.
Now, yeah, and the police officer, he run up on the camera and start talking about what a hero, like to thank his officers for quick response. There wasn't no quick response.
Did they say the janitor killed him?
He turned around.
Oh, the janitor.
I think my old lady told me to say the janitor. I thought the janitor killed him.
Yeah, something like that. I'm not clear on that.
Well,
yeah, there's a lot of...
I've been babysitting. I'm thinking I'm doing too much.
That's time. Oh, okay. It's Tom Richardson on a beautiful Memorial Day weekend, man. I'm telling you. Yeah. This is what happens when you're henpecked, man. Your old lady call you and you get up and running.
There's nothing wrong with that, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, huh? Yeah. Let me get my drink. They probably want me to go do something. What's up, baby? Huh?
Yeah, we're yellow shot. This white girl came over here and she got yellow shot. Look, it got something in it right here.
A yellow shot?
Don't be so loud. It's a liquor in here.
Oh, really?
I got one in my pocket.
They got everything, yellow shots and everything.
You want one?
It's Memorial Day weekend. I'm gonna try one up.